This is Justice Bernard Goodwin. Please note that Chief Justice Lemons is not sitting on this case and that Senior Justice Russell is sitting in his stead. Ms. Clerk, please call the next case.
Potter versus BFK Inc., John D. Pels, Kendall C. Dunson, Appellant's Counsel, Don Elizabeth Boyce, Appellee's Counsel.
All right. The appellant may proceed.
Good morning, Your Honors. This is John Pels. Kendall Dunson is admitted pro hac, and he will be arguing today. It's my pleasure to introduce him to you.
All right. The motion is granted. Please proceed. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Coming to you from the state of Alabama. John Pels and I represent Brian C. Potter as administrator of the estate of Daniel C. Potter, his deceased son. This case is about Virginia statute of repose and whether or not in this particular case, a device called a classifier is ordinary building material or a machine or equipment, which is an exception to Virginia statute of repose. The court had a hearing on this issue and heard evidence from live witnesses. And ironically enough, both sides rely on the exact same testimony to prove their point. A classifier is a sophisticated piece of equipment sold by BFK for a specific purpose, working in conjunction with other equipment like a hopper, a silo, conveyors, and other pieces of equipment for Luckstone's business. In this case, the evidence is clear that Luckstone asked for a specific piece of equipment for a specific purpose. This was direct testimony from Mr. Rershad, who works for Luckstone. Mr. Rershad also testified that this equipment is not readily available and that they could have called other suppliers of this equipment, but they wanted particularly a Buell classifier, which is what this case is about. BFK sold a GI-108 Buell classifier for this process. The hopper has a purpose, the silo has a purpose, and in this system, the classifier separates the manufactured sands from the superfine sands. So that's what it does in this process. Mr. Rershad also testified that he is not aware of another classifier that looks like a Buell classifier. The Buell in this case has louvers that must be properly calibrated for it to function properly. The louvers in the classifier control the direction and the amount of air that is used to let the classifier do its job. One of the documents that BFK listed or used in the hearing was a document referencing the different parts of the classifier. In the fine print of that document, there is this language. BFK's proprietary drawings for this classifier were not being produced, but they will be held in our office if the user wants to review them. We will submit to the court that ordinary building materials or parts do not have proprietary drawings. These are drawings for a piece of equipment that has a specific purpose in the manufacturing process. In addition to Mr. Rershad, Mr. Heumann testified. Mr. Heumann worked for the company that actually designed and sold this particular classifier. He testified that the classifier has a specific function and the hopper has a specific function. He also testified that no other company makes a Buell classifier. In his words, Buell refers to a specific piece of equipment. Along with the equipment itself, it is not assembled at BFK. They sent all that equipment to Luckstone and it was assembled by a third party. However, it was assembled according to the installation drawings and instructions sent by BFK along with the materials. Mr. Heumann also testified that it is common for BFK to send a person to monitor the startup of the process to make sure that the louvers are functioning properly, because if the louvers are not functioning properly, the classifier will not do what it's designed to do, which is to separate different types of sand in the manufacturing process. When you look at all the evidence in this case regarding what a classifier is, what it does, the proprietary drawings that come along with it, it is clear that a classifier is not ordinary building material or just parts. It is a machine that is part of a process used by a company to make a profit. This type of work, injuries and deaths on the job, is what I do on a common basis. I have many cases where it's a manufacturing facility that has different machines designed to do one process. Right now, I have another case similar to this one involving a metal detector in a food processing plant. Connected to that metal detector is a freezer, a conveyor, a sifter, and other pieces of equipment. In that process, the metal detector is a piece of machine that caused my client an injury. Although all that equipment is connected to the building, it does not make the metal detector ordinary building material because it's part of a process. BFK seems to argue that because you have multiple pieces of equipment connected together, serving a business purpose, then it is ordinary building material because it is part of an entire process. That may be true, but the classifier in this particular case has a very specific function within that process. Just because it's part and connected to other pieces of equipment does not make it part of a whole in terms of making it ordinary building material or just parts. A classifier is a $200,000 piece of equipment. Luckstone needed it to perform this business function. They purchased it, they brought it to their facility, they had it put together, and they had it connected with other pieces of equipment to perform a certain process. And that process does not make it ordinary building material. And with that, Justices, I've concluded my arguments.
All right, you have 7 minutes and 34 seconds left for rebuttal if you decide to use it. Appellee.
Good morning, Justices. May it please the court. My name is Dawn Boyce, and I'm here on behalf of BFK. Thank you for considering this matter. We maintain that this order of the trial court should be sustained and affirmed by this court. This case was before Judge Fleming's in Loudoun County on our statute of repose argument to the complaint filed on behalf of the appellant. As indicated by counsel, this involved a vessel, a piece of ductwork known as a classifier. We submit that the factual findings of Judge Fleming as set forth in his order are supported by the evidence, and based upon the cases from this court, Judge Fleming's conclusion that the classifier was ordinary business building material is supported by the evidence and is a correct interpretation of Virginia Code Section 8.01-250.
Counsel, this is Justice Kelsey. May I ask you this? Instead of going into individual cases one by one, seriatim, the idea of ordinary anything, ordinary building supplies, ordinary whatever, means that it's ordinary. You see it a lot. You look around, you go, all right, well, this is pretty ordinary. But maybe my colleagues on the court have heard of a classifier before, but I have never in my life heard of a classifier before. It's nothing ordinary about it. It's sort of extraordinary to me because I just didn't even know it existed. So is that too rough of a opening thought to analyze the expression ordinary building material to say, well, if it's so extraordinary that not one of us has ever heard of it before, that's it tips in favor of the plaintiff, does it not?
I would disagree, and the reason I say that is this. One of the arguments that was made in the briefing was that this was a particular type of product, which goes to your point, that is not available to anybody walking down the street. John Doe would not know where to buy this. And in this case, in both the Lubers case and in the pool service case, where those dealt with products related to construction of a pool, this court specifically found that the fact that it was used primarily, if not exclusively, by a specialized constructor in the field doesn't convert it from ordinary building material to a piece of equipment.
I was thinking about that, but if I may focus on that last point, in Baker, it's a drain cover. Well, I've heard of drain covers. That sounds sort of ordinary to me, that you'd have a drain with a drain cover on it. I've heard of pool liners. I've heard of steel braces. I've heard of electrical panel boxes, all holdings of this court that they're ordinary building supplies. But, I mean, a uranium cooling tower is probably an ordinary building supply, building material for a nuclear power plant, but none of us would say that. We'd all say it's a piece of equipment. Isn't this classifier nothing more or less than a unique piece of equipment for a very extraordinarily unique building?
The answer again, I think, is no, and the reason for that is this. Taking your suggestion of a uranium tower plant we might not all know what the names of each component part of that structure is, but we know this, that if you bought a piece of land and you were going to be converting uranium on it and you had to build a structure for the processing of that uranium and you ordered parts that were necessary for the construction of that plant and they were incorporated into that plant, whether the person walking down the street would know each of those component parts by name isn't the test. The test is it incorporated into this structure, which is an improvement on real property, and whether or not it is outside the supervision and control of the manufacturer. And here, the evidence is undisputed that we did not design the structure. And just like we would not have designed the nuclear power plant, this was a structure. There's some argument that this is an improvement to real property. I don't think that that has any credibility. The evidence establishes this was a piece of land. It's purchased by Luck Stone. They have a specific purpose. It's not to manufacture uranium, but it's to manufacture fine stone product. There's no structure on the land. So what they do is, we need a processing structure that is going to allow us to create the product that we want to sell. So this isn't a compilation of pieces of equipment. This is a construction of a structure that is made up of many pieces, such as a silo. Nobody would say a silo is a piece of equipment. It's not mechanized. It's not necessarily specialized. But that is just one component part, and that's acknowledged by the appellants in their brief, where they say the silo, the classifier, the ductwork, the dust collector, the fan, and the conveyors all make up this very complicated manufacturing structure. Yes, it's specialized to this industry, but that would be suggesting that every piece of it becomes an equipment just because I don't know how to process stone and I'm not familiar with a structure that processes stone, that would automatically take it out of ordinary business building material. And I don't think that's a reading of the case. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Counsel, this is Justice Mims. As you probably already know, I'm not a fan of the term ordinary building materials, which is not in the statute and is not defined anywhere. So I want to look at the flip side of the coin, and that is, what is machinery? The General Assembly, as you also know, specifically amended the statute to talk about machinery and equipment with the express purpose of overruling a court case. Now, The General Assembly did not define machinery or equipment in this statute. But when we search the code, the General Assembly has defined that term in a statute that serves a very similar purpose, and that's the Uniform Statewide Building Code. So my question is a simple one. Would it be proper for this court to look to the statute, the Uniform Statewide Building Code, to assist us, to inform us in determining what is machinery or equipment?
The only reason I would say no to that, Your Honor, is because that approach was rejected in the Grice case. And in that case, this court was asked to accept the definition of electrical equipment that is set forth in Virginia Code Section 3697. And the conclusion was, no, that's not this statute. We're not going to apply that in this case. What we have instead is the interpretation of the statute through various cases in this court. And I would respectfully submit that applying the criteria set forth in those cases, this classifier does meet the criteria. I hate to say ordinary building material, but as something that is not a machine or equipment.
So, counsel, I do acknowledge that when you look back at the last seven cases now over about a 25 to 30 year period, this court has primarily begun with the analysis, what is ordinary building material? Could we not begin with the analysis, what is machinery or equipment, and never overrule or even question a prior case?
I don't think so, because in this case, I mean, one of the things, I don't think that the prior cases say only what is ordinary building material. Rather, they look at both sides of the coin, as you're asking me to do here, and that is what makes the difference. And the thing is, well, equipment, according to the cases, well, you look at things like, does it have a voidable warranty? Well, we don't have any evidence of that here. Was it designed by the manufacturer in terms of this part of the construction or this system, like in the Baker case and the Lubers case? They didn't design the pool. They just provided this part that was designed by others. So this court has actually said the criteria in talking about whether it's ordinary building material or whether we're going to find that it is equipment, looking at both sides. So is it fully assembled? Who assembles it? Does it require specialized assembly?
Counsel, that actually leads me to another question.
Okay.
In this instance, the size of the component, the size, whatever it is, whether it's building material or equipment, the size of it is apparently what caused it to not be fully assembled at the plant. Have we ever said that something must be fully assembled in order to be equipment?
I don't believe there's any case that says it must be fully assembled. There is a distinction. For the Royal Indemnity pointed out that it was fully assembled and only had to be, that a specialized installer had to install it. And that was one of the criteria that was looked at, which we don't have here.
You mentioned Royal Indemnity, and actually Royal Indemnity and Jamerson, that leads to another question based upon Judge Fleming's findings of fact. He indicated the classifier was not mechanized. Have we ever held that in order to be machinery or equipment, something must be mechanized?
I don't believe that this court has held that it must be mechanized. I do think that that is a common definition of machinery, is whether or not it has been mechanized. And here, I think that is significant because it would have no function. And back to your question about the installation, this isn't just the shaped classifier that was in parts. There was all the ductwork and everything else that was also all incorporated into this larger structure. So
So, counsel, let me actually ask another question. When you mentioned duck work, it reminded me of another question that I wanted to see if you could respond to. A ventilation system within a building, separate from either the air conditioning or the heating elements, is merely ductwork. Likewise, an electrical system within a building, the electrical wiring and things of that nature, is simply wiring that has that has circuits that can be open or closed without machinery. And then finally, plumbing operates entirely based upon gravity and or pressure. Our ventilation system, an electrical system, and a plumbing system, ordinary building materials, or are they machinery and equipment?
As described, if they are incorporated into a residence, under the case law, I think they would be ordinary building material.
Okay. And what about a sprinkler system? Which is part of a plumbing system.
The sprinkler system, based upon the Royal Indemnity case, was found to be not essential to the construction of a building. I think the court would have found differently if they were talking about the plumbing that brings the water into the residence as opposed to the sprinkler that is an add-on and is not required for a structure to be what it is, either an apartment building or a home.
Is the plumbing actually required for a building, or is it required for the particular specialized function of that building? In this case, as you and I were talking about, as a residence. In other words, can I have a building without plumbing?
You could have a building, but I don't believe you could have a residence without plumbing.
So it would depend.
I mean, the cases are looking at the use of the structure. What is that structure for? And then determining how the item at issue interplays with that, such as in the Cooper case where you looked at whether or not the pier had another purpose, the other purpose being cars and people on it. And the item in question, the gearbox was actually, or switch gear was actually underneath and on rails, and it wasn't part of the pier. Here, we have a structure that is designed specifically of these components, including the ductwork, for this specialized structure. So I think you have to start the analysis by looking at what the structure is to determine whether or not any specific part in that structure is a building material, or is it equipment or machinery.
Okay, your answers have been informative. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you. I'm out of time. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Dunson, you have 7 minutes and 33 seconds for rebuttal if you'd like to use it.
Counsel, you're muted.
You're muted.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I want to make one point. It will be one thing if Luxstone purchased from BFK ductwork, and they took that ductwork and then made something like a classifier. In this case, though, Luxstone bought a Buell classifier and took that classifier and put it into its business function. It is still a Buell classifier that only Buell makes with their proprietary drawings that serves a specific purpose, which makes it a machine and not ordinary building material. And I will forego the rest of my time.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate your arguments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, the court is adjourned for today. We'll reconvene tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you all.